Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the podcast on Thursday, the 18th of March, 2021. On the podcast today, Vadim Alexander, head of healthcare, SP Angel, talks about Tissue Regenics, TRX ticker there, and he covers their recent trading update, because we covered them before, had a bit of a pullback of late. Also, at the end of the podcast, two lists I have for you, the top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours, and the top five most read RNSs too. You can check out both these lists at voxmarkets.co.uk, where you'll also see lots of other content. In fact, there's an article there on Bahamas Petroleum, there's one on Mobile Streams, there's one on Plant Care Health, or Plant Health Care, Tech Capital as well, lots of other stuff. In fact, I always like to check out our COVID-19 index. Let's have a look at the biggest rise here today is Fusion Antibodies, up 5% to 157.5. Biggest faller, Tech Capital, down 22.4% to 11.25. Check that out at voxmarkets.co.uk.
Vox Markets is an online community of investors that runs a free mobile and desktop platform that allows you to track news and updates about any UK-listed company, offering RNS push notifications, detailed charts, pricing data, and much more. Find out more at voxmarkets.co.uk/app.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Vadim Alexander, head of healthcare at SP Angel. You all right, fella?
How are you doing, Justin?
You're good, yes. Now, you had COVID. Have you any lasting effects from that or not?
No, not really, actually, luckily. So good. Don't see any long COVID. Starting to jog again, which is good. So, no, because something you see people who have complained that I've heard stories of myself is that you're fine, you recover, but then you can't seem to do what you used to do quite as well for a while. So like going for a jog seems a lot more difficult. But I haven't seen anything like that. So I'm happy that that's not the case.
Yeah, marvelous stuff. Okay, so let's look at some stock. What are you looking at? What stock are you looking at the moment?
So Tissue Regenics, a company I own that we've talked about in the past, and you know, it's had a good rally. I wanted to just flag, it had an announcement today, and I'm also flagging it today that because it's come off from its highs. And as you and I always discuss, Justin, you know, it's always difficult to buy at the highest point. So here's a company.
Well, in fact, you know, people find it easy to buy the highest point, and that's the wrong point. Why? Because everyone's talking, everyone's excited, expecting to go into the moon. And that's why the oldest phrase, isn't it? You know, a buy low, sell high is harder to do than just it sounds like, because, you know, market psychology is such that when a stock is low, people think it's going lower, so they don't buy it. That's the place to buy. And when a stock is very high, people think it's going higher, but often it's, you know, it's the wrong time. The fear of missing out is at the highest, I think, when people are shouting the most about a stock, and generally that's when the stock has risen by a lot, and so that's not a good time to buy, you know. But this is a little bit of a pullback, hasn't it? So explain what they do first of all before we get into the thing. Explain what Tissue Regenics does, if you could, Vadim.
Yeah, perfect. So what they do is they provide basically products for all kinds of knee replacement, you know, so they're things like knee meniscus, ligament replacement. So for people who have orthopedic injuries, they also they have a suite of products. They basically are in the area of regenerative medicine, broadly speaking. But what they specifically do is they have tissue replacement parts like ligaments and, you know, knee meniscus and things like that. So and in the dental area as well.
So you could say there's a growing market because we've got an aging population, haven't we? So you assume that market's not going to get any smaller, is it?
Correct. Exactly. Mm. So they're in the right market. They have multiple products. They have multiple platforms as well. So it's not just, you know, one plat. It's multiple platforms through which are generating multiple products, each in their own, respectively, each generating their own suite of products, and across multiple indications. So you've got a broadening of a product base, and they're getting approvals. They've had approvals last year. So, you know, everything is going in the right direction, and they're revenue generating, right? So what the issue they've had is they are in an area which you and I have mentioned before. It's the COVID echo in healthcare. So they're in more routine type surgery. So, you know, like knee fixing knees and, you know, and dental, you know, many of us haven't been to a dentist in a long time. So all of that is going to create an echo in demand once COVID stabilizes and, you know, people get back into the normal living, basically. So I expect routine surgeries to bounce back. I expect, and it won't just be bouncing back to the levels, the per year levels that we've seen. You're going to have a catch up of a year on top of that, right? So, you know, 2021, 22, 23, we're going to see an unwinding of all these routine healthcare needs. And their products fit right into all of those streams, right? So in COVID hit them. Therein lies the opportunity, was that, you know, they were pretty badly affected by, in terms of the share price and in terms of their revenues slowing because of COVID. But that said, I think the share price declined. They had to do a very steeply discounted placing about a year ago now, I think. And it gone too far. So I think it overshot downwards. So a company that they're doing about $13 million in revenues. They did that last year and the year before, but that was year on year flat revenues. Given that, which is a good result, given that it was a year when COVID hit. Right. So they managed to keep revenues flat in a terrible year for them. So I'm hoping that in the coming year, we'll see that bounce aggressively and, you know, higher. And, you know, all this is what today's announcement was about. Well, all the signs are they're preparing for that. So they had raised capital at the time to expand their manufacturing capability. And that's what they're doing. So today's announcement was saying that, you know, we are expanding our capability on track and you wouldn't be really doing that unless you're anticipating the demand to come through. So the hope here is that you see a bounce in demand, and that will be the positive news flow to carry the story forward. I mean, you know, we know many healthcare related companies that are trading on, you know, ridiculous multiples, if multiples at all, because they're not even revenue generating. Whereas this company is doing about $13 million in revenues, and their market cap is about just shy of 50. You know, if their revenues double, let's say over the next couple of years, you can see their share price going up substantially. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So not only are they on a low multiple, in my opinion, compared to their peers, not only are they generating revenues, but they're hopefully going to manage to grow them very quickly. And they're lining up to do that with investing into manufacturing. I mean, it would be wrong of them to be investing into their manufacturing capacity if they weren't anticipating further demand.
Yeah. I see this. Well, something that may have happened as well, I mean, would this have an effect, was Lombard Odier are selling down a little bit, aren't they? They've dropped only 1%, but are they continuing to sell? Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? I mean, Lombard Odier buy and sell stock, you know, like any investor. Mm. So, you know, it's always hard to tell. But one thing is for sure is this stock is extremely liquid. There's, you know, huge volume in this stock. So, you know, usually you don't want to, you know, There's headroom for people selling stock is what I mean. There's enough volume out there. And if you look at the history, look at the share price history. So back to our point of buying on lows, okay, as opposed to on a spike. Well, the shares have more than doubled over the last 6 months, but they've hit highs of about 0.9p, and now they're back down at 0.68 today. And you're hearing positive news from the company, which is today's announcement.
Yeah. Was it the same company, what you said before, was it the same company back in, I mean, obviously it's changed and evolved, but the share price has come down from a 32 pence a share, which was back in 2014. Like you said, down to what, point, it went down to point, what, 0.3 of a share, you know, now it's come to point. So has it changed? But now, if you look at it, The moving average, which is always telling, is a 200-day moving average, and it punched above that in November. Come back down, retested that sort of rise, rose above it again, did a nice, fair old run, like you say, to 0.9, and it's obviously going to have a little bit of pullback. So this is just a healthy pullback, I think, in a consolidation a little bit, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. There's no news that's out there that's motivated the pullback. So the pullback is coming off of a really high, rally. So a strong rally. So it's like you say, it's a healthy pullback. And this is, if people are interested in this story, this is kind of the timing issue, is trying to get it on the pullbacks and not buying on the spikes, right? So that's why I'm flagging it today. But let me tell you a little bit. I think we discussed the history some time ago, but it's worth reiterating. So why is this stock where it is today? So this is one of these Woodford stocks from, it's been, the Woodford Fund had, even back, I think, in the Invesco days, had invested a lot of money in the development phase of this business. This is from like 2006, 2007 onwards till very recently, when the Woodford Fund was a big overhang in the stock, and that's what you see in the last 2 years, is this big decline in the shares because of that overhang, right? It's a shame actually for him, because it's just when the business was starting to, he had subsidized all of the development of that, well, a lot of the development of that business. I think the $50 million or pounds were probably invested over that time by the fund. It's what's let the company get to their products, which they were just starting to sell when the fund collapsed, right? So the company has been going from strength to strength over that whole period. Unfortunately, one of the shareholders, drove the shares down in part because of the overhang. And then that led to what was even more punishing, was this, steeply discounted placing. I think it was last May. We'll have to look, but it wasn't that long ago. It was done at 0.25p. It was a 75% discount. So, if there was a time to come in, that was the time. But yeah. Still, there's a lot of my main point here is, I still think even at these levels, the stock overall, because of all of this history, is massively oversold. It's still not even averaging the amount of capital. Sorry, at a market cap of 47, 48 million, it hasn't even, achieved the capital put in to date. And the revenues now are kicking in properly. So, compared to other healthcare businesses, very few of them are making revenues like this. And this one has the potential. Where there are risks here is that, will the revenues bounce afterwards? Every sign is that it will. Every sign points to this echo thesis of post-COVID, you'll have, this unwinding of demand starting to hit the rest of healthcare. This stock is in that group of stocks, and we hope to see that revenue bounce. From the current level, which they've managed to maintain at about 13 million, even in spite of COVID. So hopefully underlying growth will bounce. That, I think, will generate the news flow to push this up, substantially from here.
Marvelous stuff. TRX is a ticker there. DRM Research, of course. And Vadim, we'll speak to you next week.
Thanks, Justin.
Time for the top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours. They are at five, Tuple, up just shy of 10% to 0.0765. At four, Webis Holdings, up 30% to 4.05. At three, Eve Sleep, down 1.27 to 6.2. At two, I don't know what's been happening with this company. It's going berserk recently. But B19 Holdings, it's non-moving right now. Is that right? Non-moving right now? It did go berserk. And that's ticker is B90, I think. And at one, it's TrueFin. I did a video on that yesterday, posted out. It's up 1.3%, 77.5. It's a fintech company. Four excellent companies, but two very exciting companies in there. In fact, three. One's a bit boring, but three very exciting. Worth checking out. Do some research. TRU. But there may be a seller in there. Well, I know there is a seller in there. So don't go bananas. Check it out. Plenty of time to do some research. That's TRU. Okay, time for the top five most read RNSs are as follows. At five, Bahamas Petroleum, Trinidad and Tobago Suriname Update. At four, Dev Clever Holdings, publication of prospectus and issue of equity. At three, Premier African Minerals, update on corporate strategy for Zulu Lithium. Is that still going on?
At 2, Mobile Streams, major contract win for Streams Data Platform. And at 1, Eve Sleep, final results. That's it for the podcast. Thanks for listening. In fact, most liked as well, Ilika, ISO certification, and Brand Shields, recognition technology for impersonation detection. And also Mobile Streams in there, and also Predator Oil and Gas in there. And also Tissuegenics in there, initial phase of US facility expansion complete. That's it for the podcast. Thanks for listening. Muchos apreciados.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.